So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af aleiches al hamaka, ein loy chelik loyom haba. A person who recites a pasuk that contains Hashem's name to heal a wound will not receive a portion of the world to come. For example, Kalamach la shasamte v'mitzrayim lo asam alecha kani Hashem refecha. Rabbi Yechonon qualifies, uvereikik ba. It's forbidden only if he first spits on the wound and then recites the pasuk, lefishein maskirin shem shemayim al rekika, because he appears to be referencing the shem shemayim to the rekika. However, as Rashi explains, loichesh koidin rekika mutter. It's permitted if he first recites the pasuk and then spits. And Rashi adds, loinesa el loshna kodesh of balaz mutter. It's forbidden only if he recites the shem shemayim and loshna kodesh, but it's permitted in other languages. The Gemara, however, cites others who disagree with Rabbi Yechonon. Rav says, "Afila neged tzaras kisiya ba'adam mahuva el akoyin, ein lo chelik loyim haba." If one recites a pasuk that refers to refuah, even if it does not contain Hashem's name, he will not receive a portion in the world to come. Chanina adds, "Afila ve'yikra el Moshe ein lo chelik loyim haba." Even if a pasuk does not refer to refuah at all and does not contain Hashem's name, he will not receive a portion in the world to come because he used the pasuk as a remedy. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses another halacha that pertains to lechicha. V'leichesh in lechichas nechashim akravim b'shabbos. A person may recite a pasuk even on Shabbos to save himself from a snake or scorpion because it is pekuach nefesh, his life is in danger. And the braisa mentions several other remedies that are permitted on Shabbos. Sachin u'memashmashin b'vnei ma'ayim b'shabbos. On Shabbos, one may anoint and rub the stomach of a sick person because, as Rashi explains, im b'kach mishum refuah, the sicha iskesh l'shtia. This is not considered a remedy which is forbidden because anointing is compared to drinking which is permitted. The Braisa adds, however, it's permitted only if done differently than its normal procedure on the weekdays. Mavirin kli al gav ha'ayin b'Shabbos, one may apply a metal utensil to the eye to cool it off. V'ein shaylin b'dvar shaydin b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, one may not perform ma'isa shaydin to ask them the whereabouts of a lost item, because as Rashi explains, mishum mimtzei chevtzecha. However, during the weekdays, one may perform ma'isa shaydin. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, af b'chay lasser, even in the weekdays, one may not perform ma'isa shaydin, mishum sakonim, because they might harm him. The Gemara continues to discuss the previous Mishnah. B'shal oimer, af ha'hoiges Hashem b'yisi yosef, ein l'cheg lo'il haba. Person who pronounces Hashem's name as it's written will not receive a portion of the world to come. The Gemara specifies two conditions: begvulin, only if he was hoiges Hashem outside the Beis Hamikdash but not inside the Beis Hamikdash, and b'loshon aga, only if he was hoiges Hashem in another language but not in loshon hakodesh. Rashi gives two explanations: either b'loshon hakodesh only begvulin ein lo chayik leim haba. If he was hoiges Hashem in loshon hakodesh, it depends. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, he will not receive a portion of the world to come, but b'loshon kodesh b'mikdash yesh lechelik lo'im haba. If it was inside the Beis Hamikdash, he will receive a portion of the world to come, because the Kahanim do so during Birkas Kahanim. However, b'loshon laz, even b'mikdash ain lechelik lo'im haba. If he was hoiges Hashem in another language, even if it was inside the Beis Hamikdash, he will not receive a portion of the world to come, because the Kahanim do not do so. Or b'gvulin, b'loshon laz, ain lechelik lo'im haba. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, only if he was Hoyges Hashem in another language, he will not receive a portion of the world to come. But Bigvulim, Loshna Kodesh, Yesh Lachel Kleim Abba, outside the Beis Hamikdash, if he was Hoyges Hashem in Loshna Kodesh, he will get only a minor punishment, but he will receive a portion of the world to come. And B'mikdash, B'loshna Kodesh, Ein Inanish, inside the Beis Hamikdash, if he was Hoyges Hashem in Loshna Kodesh, he will receive no punishment because the Kehanim do so during Birkas Kehanim. In Masechta Avodah Zarah, there is a machlekes Rashi v'Tosfos as to what shemas are included in the Isra of Hoyges Hashem. Rashi holds the Isra applies only to the Shem Mem Beis of 42 letters, but not to other shemas, while Tosfos holds the Isra applies also to the other shemas. The Mishnah continues, Shleishim Malachim Arba had Yoytis Ein Lahem Chelik Lo'im Haba. There were three kings and four common people who did not receive a portion of the world to come. And the Shleishim Malachim are Yeravam, Achav, Umanasha. The Gemara elaborates on the first king, Yeravam ben Nevat. He made a revolt against Rechavim, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and thereby caused the majority of the Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah. He was named Yeravam for three reasons. Yeravam Sheriva Am, he brought down the Yidden to a low level. Yeravam She'asa Meriva Ba'am, he caused strife between the Yidden as some worshipped Avodah Zarah and others objected. Yeravam She'asa Meriva Ben Yisrael Lavim Shebashamayim, he caused strife between the Yidden and Hashem. His father was called Nevat because Shenivit V'lei Ra. His father was Sheva ben Bichri, who mistakenly foresaw that he was destined to become king, and therefore made a revolt against David HaMelech. But he was mistaken because it was his son Yeravam, who was destined to become king. And the Gemara adds that his father was also Micha, who built an Avodah Zarah. And he was called Micha because Shenismach Mech Bevinyan, as a child in Mitzrayim, the Egyptians cemented him into the wall in place of a brick. The Gemara continues, Yeravim ben Nevat, ein lechelik l'oyim haba, because the Pasuk says, Vehi b'davar hazeh l'chatis b'si Yeravim, u'lahachid u'lahashmid me'al p'nei adama, l'hachid b'oil mazeh u'lahashmid l'oyil maba. Rabbi Yochanan says, Memnei mazachi Yeravim l'malchus, Memnei sheichiyach ha-shleimai. Yeravim merited to become a king because he reprimanded Shleimah ha-melech for his averus. However, u'memnei manenesh, Memnei sheichich ha-berabim. Yeravim was punished because he reprimanded Shleimah in public and not in private. As the Gemara explains, Yeravim reprimanded Shleimah, David Avicha parts pirtzes b'chemek kedesh yal Yisrael l'regel. Your father David cut out more entrances in the walls of Yishleim to enable all Yidden to come to be oil l'regel. Va'ata gedar toysam kedelasos angari labas parit. You, Shleimah, sealed these entrances so that the Yidden should serve your wife, the daughter of Pari, for which Rashi gives several explanations. The Gemara continues and cites a pasuk regarding Yeravim. V'zeh shehirim yad b'melach. Rav Nachman explains, shecholetz tfilav b'fonav. Yeravim removed his tefillin in the presence of Shleimah HaMelech, which was an act of disrespect. As Rav Nachman says, Gasis haruch shahayi by Yeravim tardasim in ha'olam. The haughtiness of Yeravim caused him to lose his portion in ha'olam haba. As Sigma relates, Yeravim was concerned that Gemiri de'en yeshiva ba'azara el malchei beis Yehuda b'lvad, kiven echazu le'rechavim de'yasev v'anoka imna savri ha'malka v'ha'avda. Since only a king descending from David HaMelech is permitted to sit in the Azara, if the Yidden who are Oyle Regal will see Rechavim seated while I, Yeravim, stand, they will assume that Rechavim is the true king and I am merely his subject. V'yasivna, married b'malchus habi v'katan li v'azlu basrei. And if I do sit down, they will kill me because I rebelled against Rechavim. Therefore, Yeravim went ahead and made two iglis of two golden calves, placed one in base kale and the other in dun, and announced that all Yidden should be oil regal only to the Igli Zav, but not to Yerushalayim, so that they would not see Yeravim standing and Rechavim seated.